Yes, 7008. I just dropped my last rider here at Lloyd Center.
All right, 7008. Let's have you let me see. Probably just gonna have you. All right. Let's just have you come to the center garage, turn around, and start out on your time at 5:23 going back northbound.
Okay, I can do that. I really hate to bother you with this, but what I've been doing is basically pre-trip on my own time, with the exception of today, and leaving the garage between 10 and 15 minutes early. I still get to Sutherland most days 10 to 15 minutes late, but I still am able to leave before my follower. I was told by the garage trainer, Mr. Bishop, that I should call dispatch and request a different deadhead, because you can see on Google Maps that I-5 is backed up forever. I did that for a couple of days, then I was told by dispatch that I was an annoyance, that we have 450 buses on the road at any given time, and we don't have time to deal with you and your deadhead every day. So I'm getting to Sutherland late, I'm leaving late, my customers are pissed, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's real unfortunate that that is what was portrayed or said to you in whatever way. So my recommendation would be I would definitely go see your manager about that conversation you had with dispatch. I'm trying to figure out if it's an RSA or how we get a hold of schedule writing to let them know this deadhead isn't working and that you have repeated evidence of it making you late. Because this is schedule writers that actually have where they can change that on the paddles, I believe. So I'll work on getting that info. And for now, I would definitely go to your manager and let them know your frustration and if you remember, like, what day you called up to dispatch.
I appreciate that, and just FYI, I have talked to scheduling twice when they've had their round tables at the garage, and they tell me because I'm a mini runner and I'm already scheduled for 29.5 hours per week, there is not a thing they can do for me. That's just the way it has to be.
Wow. Yeah, that seems... Yeah, I haven't heard that before. I can't comment on that. So, all right. Well, I'll definitely try to send an email or two that we're repeatedly having to help you out and not getting service to our customers. And I think you should meet with your manager as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thanks for listening.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Thank you. It's 1636.